When I got into my office, Carol was sitting at her desk.
Morning, Carol.
I looked at her and noticed that she wasn't moving. My first concern was for her health.
Harv, how come you didn't tell me Carol was in trouble?
Zach, she was fine less than a nano ago.
I gently pressed my index finger on Carol's neck, searching for a pulse. I found one and breathed easier. I waved my hand in front of her eyes. They didn't blink.
She appears to be psionically frozen.
Carol is a very powerful psi. Anybody who put her out of commission had to be at least as powerful.
She'll live.
I headed toward the familiar voice.
Who's in my office, Harv?
Can't tell. They've disabled the video cameras.
Any guesses on who it might be?
Hugging the wall, I peered through the open door into my office. There, sitting at my desk, was Shannon Cannon. She looked a bit distraught. I assumed she was still recovering from her bout with the ogre. I walked into my office with my Colt 2062 trained right on her ample chest. Shannon was looking at everything in the office but me.
I assume you're the one who put Carol on psi ice?
She'll come around in an hour or two.
To what do I owe the pleasure?
Shannon looked unkempt. Her hair was out of place and she had a very nervous demeanor, far different than the cold and calculating bombshell I was accustomed to.
Sexy is dead.
What?
Reduced to ashes under my watch, my guard.
She put her head in her hand and started weeping. I was at a loss over what to do. The comforting side of me wanted to put my arms around her and tell her it would be all right, even though I wasn't sure it would be. My cautious side warned that this lady was one of the most deadly beings on Earth. She could overpower a band of samurai with her breath. What I probably should have done was to shoot her then and let the police deal with her. My cautious side can be a bit overprotective, but I'm still alive, so that's a good thing.
What are you talking about?
She looked at me, her eyes unblinking as if they'd been glued open.
We were preparing for a highly sensitive meeting. Sexy and fellow council people Carl Weathers and Russ Tree were preparing for a very high-level ultra-hush-hush conference. They're all dust now. Dead, dead dust.
I could feel Shannon's pain from across the room. This was no act. This was a woman who trained all of her life for solely one task, a task she had just failed at. I moved up to her, not putting my weapon away, but pulling my finger off the trigger. I put my arm around her.
What happened?
She looked up at me. The mascara running down her face made her look like a deranged rodeo clown.
I have very little idea. I went for my scheduled potty break. I came back just in time to see Sexy reduced to a pile of dust before my eyes. She had already killed all the others. Weathers, Tree, their personal security, their security backup, the guard bots.
I get the picture. You said she. You got a look at the killer?
She was a tall wisp of a woman, like she was made of energy itself. I don't know how she got in. I couldn't stop her. Everything I did went right through her. It's like she was a ghost meant to be seen only by me. She could have killed me, easily. She wanted me alive to take the fall.
If Shannon wasn't lying, or delusional, or both, what she said made sense. If some super assassin really had just murdered three of the 12 most influential politicians on Earth, she had herself a patsy in Shannon.
Surely security footage will verify what you say.
I checked. All security in that room was short-circuited while I was out. That's why I know they'll be coming after me. I'm the only survivor, so in their eyes I have to be the killer. It doesn't help my case that I have been known to generate blasts of energy from my body.
Yeah, I can see where that might count against you.
You have to believe me, Zach. I would never do anything like this. Not to my charges.
I looked at her. I didn't know why, but I believed her.